Wait, what are you making?
I'm making a sweet potato croquette.
What's a croquette?
It's when you sort of roll something into a ball and then fry it. Croque means to crunch in French.
You're going to make it crunchy? You're going to make a sweet potato crunch?
A sweet, like a little ball of sweet potato crunch. Do you want one?
No.
Why?
Sounds like a breakfast cereal.
You're being
sweet potato crunch.
You're being like officious this morning.
Why?
I don't know. That's how it feels to me.
You're good on making the sweet potato crunch.
Croquettes?
Crunch. I'm just translating it back into English.
Thanks.
How do you say sweet potato in French?
What is a sweet potato? In pomme de terre is a potato.
So what's sweet?
Sweet is sucré, but I'm sure it's not that. Pomme de terre
say
sucré?
Say it the wrong way.
Pomme de terre sucré, but I'm sure it's
but
not
with
that.
Croquette at the end.
Pomme de terre, une croquette de pomme de terre sucré.
Sweet potato crunch sounds better.
I feel like you were, I speak French to one of the desk guys at the gym because he's from Algeria, and I heard him speaking French to someone on the phone. And then I waited several months, and then when I was walking in, I was like, bonjour, and he was like, bah! And then we learned each other's names last week.
French surprise.
French surprise. And now
it's
now
like the opposite of a French exit. It's when you surprise somebody
And now we have a charming little exchange every time I see him.
And I just sit there and watch as you guys.
But then as we... But as I left yesterday after having a little conversation with him, you went, fancy Catherine. Do you not like it when I speak my mother tongue?
No, I love it. I like it when you get to do it, and I like it when you get to surprise people because they think you're just like, you
some
know,
some
a
stupid,
rude, dirty
some,
American.
Some gross American.
Yeah.
Instead of a rude, dirty Canadian.
But you're not even Canadian. French-Canadian. You're like French.
That's what makes everyone feel confused.
Yeah.
Is that...
What are you doing now?
I'm... What does it sound like I'm doing?
Sounds like you're smashing something with a hammer.
No, I'm beating an egg.
What's little, that weird little dot in there?
I'm sure it's like the chicken embryo.
Is that the little tiny chicken in there?
No, it's not fertilized. Oh no, are you an anti-egg? Because egg is an abortion.
Oh no, is it? It came out.
What?
It came out.
The egg?
Yeah. Wouldn't the abortion be like if you ended it before the egg came out of the chicken?
I think eggs can be fertilized or unfertilized.
The thing right.
About, the thing about a normal hen egg is
because the egg comes out. Like
yeah, and it can be just an egg.
Yeah,
but not really, because it's like a woman can have an egg come out of her body and it be unfertilized, and therefore it is not a baby.
Right, but is that an abortion?
No.
There you go. Well, this isn't.
I don't believe in abortion. I just don't believe that it has ever happened.
It's not real.
Ever. I'm kidding. That's terrible.
What?
To anyone who's had an abortion, you know, that's a very painful process. That's like the one traumatic thing that hasn't happened to me. I haven't had to have an abortion. If I got pregnant right now, though, I'd be out of there. That's how we're ending it.